The condition of the house, outside and inside now, is it's perfect. I mean, there's absolutely no problems. The inside temperature and humidity and climate is perfect as a museum for all the objects that we have. The outside is really well finished and tidied up. And the whole thing was done without changing the character too much.
Yeah.
You know, it still looks its age, which is important, but it's actually really healthy, a really confident building now.
That's a fine balance to try and strike whenever you have something as filled with local heritage as Glebe House. You know, you want to preserve it, but you want to preserve it honestly.
Yeah, and that was tricky because it was we wanted it to still have that 1970s kind of a feel about it. So it was important that we didn't overdo things or do things to make it look new or to make it look like it was from the 1880s when it was built either. So that was an interesting balancing act, and we had a lot of conversations between the various architects and engineers about what to do and what not to do, at what point to stop and what to recreate.
You said then that throughout the process you've absolutely fallen in love with the house.
I have, yeah. The house was always problematic because it was hard to manage. It was hard to keep a good museum environment and maintain it over the course of the year. And so far it's been really good. The climate's been, it's perfect. I mean, I didn't expect it to be as good as it is. I was hoping for a lot, but it really is perfect. So that's very exciting because it was kind of the last thing that needed to be done to the site. And it's done now. It's a really successful piece of work.
And I suppose now people listening who want to come and see it, when can they do that?
Yeah, it's opening on Saturday at 10 o'clock. It'll be open from 10 until 6 every day. And you can arrange the tours in the gallery. They go in groups of 10. And yeah, we're open every day up until Halloween.